Good morning, 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 good morning. It is Monday, November 14th, 9:19 a.m. straight up on the East Coast. You are up early before everyone else with Monica Lynn. I am your gracious host, Monica Lynn, and as always, I am always up before everyone else. Good morning. This is the second time I have tried to record the show because I wanted to, I had to see when was the last time I did a show. And the last time I did a show was on November the 9th. And I had pain management on the 7th. And I was supposed to have an appointment today, but they canceled it. So I don't have my next appointment until December 7th, which I am happy. So, hey, y'all, let's get into the tea. It is 10 days until my favorite holiday, Thanksgiving. Wherever you are, let's give Thanksgiving a round of applause. But let me tell you something. Everybody loves Thanksgiving for turkey, mashed potatoes, gravy, and all that good stuff. I do not like turkey. I will eat turkey salad with mayonnaise and onions and all that good stuff. I will eat turkey pot pie, but I will not eat turkey by itself. Like, people will eat turkey gravy, rolls, mashed potatoes, stuffing, and all that good stuff, cranberry sauce, green beans. I don't eat turkey. I think turkey is disgusting by itself. Don't at me, y'all. I think Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday. I've been counting down Thanksgiving since October. I remember counting down. I remember having 57 days until Thanksgiving. I remember counting down 40 days until Thanksgiving. And now we have 10 days until my favorite holiday of all time. And I'm going to tell y'all one of my best holiday memories. Now, y'all know I'm crazy, right? I've celebrated November 2020, 21, and now get to celebrate November 2022 Thanksgiving with y'all. But let me tell y'all, now y'all know I listen to Christmas music all year long, so now it's kind of hard for me to listen to Christmas music. But I'm going to be in the spirit of things, and I'm going to listen to Christmas music through January, because I listen to Christmas music, and then once Christmas comes, I don't listen to it no more. Like, we have, like, continuous Christmas music on Light 101. Light 101.9 here in Baltimore. And I think they're going to start playing Christmas probably the day before the holiday. Because there was one time they started playing it November the 1st. And I remember my mom went to the doctor's, and her doctor's office is on 33rd, and they have a Starbucks on St. Paul Street right around the corner. So me and my mom went to the doctor's. We went to our doctor's appointment, then we walked down to, and this was before THB Bagels got there now, and I love Towson Hot Bagels. Oh my God, they have this pumpkin spice cream cheese that is to die for. I hope that they keep it forever. But you know, pumpkin spice stuff don't last that long. Like Cheesecake Factory pumpkin spice cheesecake. I have had a slice this year. I'm kind of upset about that. I would really love a slice of pumpkin cheesecake. So my friend's birthday is coming up in like in 2-3 weeks or something like that. But I don't know if I'm going to be able to do anything for the birthday. But we'll get into that in a little bit. But one of my greatest, fondest memories is going out the day before the holiday. So me and my mom, we went to her doctor's appointment one year. Then we went and got Starbucks. And then we went to this place called Eddie's on St. Paul Street. I believe it's St. Paul. I think it's St. Paul Street. And we had a ball. We went home. We ate our sandwiches. And they flipped the switch for Christmas at 12 o'clock. And that was during the pandemic. You know, and everybody was down and out, you know. So they play Christmas music from November to January, and I love it. So another great memory of mine is going out the day before. Now, I will go out the day before the holiday. If I have to, I will go out the day of the holiday, but nothing's open. I went over a list last week of what's open and what's closed. And I said as the weeks get closer, you know, wait a minute. Okay, this is a restaurant that will open Thanksgiving 2022. These are the stores that are going to be closed on Thanksgiving Day. And if this stops, see these pop-up ads. I know y'all got to make money, but these pop-up ads are disgusting. Okay, so here are some of the stores that are closed on Thanksgiving. We have Walmart, Target, Best Buy, Home Depot, Kohl's, Costco, Lowe's, Sam's Club, Dick's, Bed Bath & Beyond, Publix, Trader Joe's, BJ's. Which grocery stores are open? Kroger, Sprouts, Walgreens, Whole Foods, CVS, H-E-B. I don't know. The Fresh Market and Wegmans. Which retail? These are open. These are stores that are open on Thanksgiving. These are open. The following retailers will be open on Thanksgiving, but many will have reduced hours and some won't open until evening. So you want to check your local retailers before you go. Bass Pro Shop will be open. Big Lots, Dollar General, Family Dollar. Family Dollar has always been open on Thanksgiving because I remember going to Family Dollar on Thanksgiving Day, but they do close early. So they open, and I think they close like about 5. I'm not sure, but check. Kmart, Five Below, Michael's, Old Navy. And which restaurants are open on the holiday? Okay, this is interesting. This is very interesting. So these are the ones that are open. So you want to check your local, your neighborhood to see when they're open and when they're closed. Because some of them are open and then some of them close early. So you might want to check before you go out because, you know, people want to spend time with their families. And then there's people that don't celebrate the holidays. There are people that don't cook for the holiday. So here we go. Here's a list of the places that are open. Starbucks. This is interesting because I used to work next door to a Starbucks. And they're open on Christmas Day. They are open on Christmas Day. I would be mortified if I had to work Christmas Day. But also, I remember before my injury, I wanted to be a nurse. And I always said if I had to work on Christmas Day, Thanksgiving Day, it wouldn't be a problem. But I'm not serving coffee. I would be saving lives. So there's a difference between saving lives and serving coffee. But I also got to remember that there are people who don't celebrate the holiday. And there are also people who need coffee for like breakfast and brunch. And people that might crave coffee to dinners. So you think they're thinking like that. I don't really think it's all about the almighty dollar, even though a little bit of me think it is. But a lot of people, that's how I think. Like, you know. But anyway, Bob Evans. This is interesting as well because our Bob Evans is closed. And I'm going to look into that in a little bit. Buffalo Wild Wings, Burger King, Cracker Barrel. Cracker Barrel being open on Thanksgiving, I'm not objective to that because they serve a great turkey dinner, and Bob Evans does too. Bob Evans serves turkey, mashed potatoes, dressado, veg, you know, the muffins and the cranberry sauce and all that stuff. They serve that. That's great. Cracker Barrel does as well. Denny's, Domino's, Dunkin's open? Really? Domino's, Fleming's Steakhouse. This is funny because my ex worked at Fleming's. And they're open from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. And I do remember him working on Thanksgiving. And then, like, when he left, you know, then we had Thanksgiving at home. Fogo de Chao is open, which is, I think, would be a great place to go to for Thanksgiving for your family, with your family, because they have a great salad bar. Applebee's, Golden Corral, Einstein Brothers. Once again, people have breakfast in the morning. IHOP, Hardee's, McDonald's, Morton's, Popeye's. You know, Popeye's serve that Cajun turkey that I think we talked about it last week, y'all. Is anybody going to get it? Because I really wanted to get it. I thought it was a little bit too much when it was $40. Now it's $100. I'm not lying. It's $94. I'm not lying. Okay, where did I leave off at? Because I was beside myself. Okay, IHOP, McDonald's. Okay, McDonald's probably won't be open all day, but you know, Morton's a great place to go to eat if you don't cook. Romano's, Macaroni Grill, Ruth Chris Steakhouse, they always have all kinds of promos. TGI Fridays and a Waffle House. So like I said, check your local retailer before leaving out, because some of them may have modified hours. And that was interesting, a list of the places that are open. That's really interesting. But a lot of them are food places because a lot of people don't cook. And I'm pretty much, Boston Market's not up here. I'm pretty much sure Boston Market is open too. But like I said, check before you go out. Check your local retailer. Always go to their websites before. Okay, so the following stores will be open at most locations on Thanksgiving, but many will have reduced hours. Giant used to be open on Christmas Day, because I remember one time we went to the cemetery Christmas morning, and I think they closed like at 3 or something, because people still got to get last minute items. So a lot of stuff is closing. It's not like it used to be where everybody was crazy opening up all day Thanksgiving. But, you know, a lot of things have changed since the pandemic. And I'm glad that a lot of those retail places have changed. But, yeah, you can go on Fox. You can always go on the websites and look before you go. I always tell people to look before they go out. Okay. Okay. All right, y'all. So we up here talking about Thanksgiving, and we all know that I have to take care of myself. So just that better minute, I was 1:56 this morning, and I was just like, okay, it wasn't bad, but you know, when you eat popcorn before you go to bed at night, you know, it is what it is. So I just found out that I have to have a procedure done. I don't know if we're going to have it. I don't know when I'm going to have it, but I'm have to go under anesthesia. So I probably have to get a physical. So I probably won't get my procedure done until January. But I'm so upset because my friend's birthday is in a couple weeks. And I really want to go out for my friend's birthday. I'm going to go to Cheesecake Factory. But I don't think we'll be able to go because I have to have this procedure done. And I don't know when. So it's just like now I'm just sitting here waiting for the doctor to call. Well, the person to schedule the, so I can get the procedure done. But, you know, I also got to get like a, you also got to get like a physical done to make sure that you can be able to handle to go under the anesthesia. But, you know, we'll see what happens and I'll let you guys know. But I am so curious as to know, what is Trump's announcement tomorrow? Y'all, now I haven't done a political show in a year. I had changed the whole format last January. I said, I am not doing political. I am not doing no more political shows. But, y'all, I am so interested as to know what this fool got in store for us. But a lot of Republicans are mad at him because they felt like that he ruined their chances of getting back into their seats. But they thought this was going to be a massive red wave. It didn't even make a ripple. Like, the Dems are still in control of the House. No, not the House, the Senate. And it's a tight race for the House. Let's see what's going on. What? Okay, let's see. Here we go. Let's go to political.com. Let's see what's going on. Okay, yeah, it said the battle for the House is still uncalled. It's more than a dozen close races, but I'm going to tell y'all what. Let me tell y'all something. That race down in Atlanta between Herschel Walker and Raphael Warnock should not be that damn close. I'm sorry. and the races that we are watching, California's 13th District, California's 22nd, Connecticut's 5th, Illinois 17th, Michigan, Iowa, Minnesota, Nebraska, New York, Nevada, Pennsylvania, Washington, D.C. So Democrats have won more of the races than the races that have been called for so far. So they thought that it was going to be a massive red wave, but it wasn't. It wasn't that big, massive that they thought it was going to be. And I thought it was funny. You know, like they really thought it was going to be a tidal wave. But it wasn't. I'm not trying to get filet for playing somebody else's music back then. But let me just go back up because, yeah, I want to know what this announcement is. Like, I really, really do. But it's still, they're still looking at the races. Some of them, I think a lot of them are the mail-in ballot. Because that's what happened here in Maryland. Dan Cox wanted, he tried to fight, you know, he wanted, what's the word I'm looking for? He wanted to have them count ballots after Election Day, like Election Day going forth. And they were like, it's so many ballots that they started early counting. And I think that was smart because, like, if we didn't, then we wouldn't know who the governor was until January. And that's when they switched, you know, they transitioned over. So they started counting before, but he went to this court to get them to stop the count, you know, and start the count after the election. But that's how a lot of these states probably are. They're probably doing the mail-in ballots. I'm pretty much sure that's what they're doing, the mail-in ballots. But I just don't understand for the life of me why that race in Atlanta is so close. It is so close. It doesn't make any sense how close that race is. Let's head over to the New York Times. I see what's going on over there. So far, it said Republicans hope to regain control of the House now that the district maps have been redrawn. See a dashboard of the remaining races to be called. And this is from my friends over at the New York Times. So they need 218 to be in control. So the Republicans is at 212 and the Democrats are at 204. So the Republicans need 4 seats and Democrats need 12. They need 12. So, I keep an eye on everything. Oh, excuse me. I told y'all I'm so sleepy. Like, I really am so tired. I'm about to grab my butt to sleep. But I know as soon as I go to sleep, you know. I want to know who voted for Herschel Walker. It's very interesting though, y'all, but to say the least. So I wanted to do the political midterm reviews, but I am so sleepy, y'all. I have been on here for 19 minutes and I have been trying my best to keep my eyes open. I have the biggest cup of coffee you would ever want to see. I didn't eat breakfast. I have to call my lawyer's office. So once I get off here, I'm going to call my lawyer's office and I'm going to take me a nice nap because It is well deserved because I have not been able to sleep. As you guys know, if you don't know, I'm going to fill you in a little bit of something. I had EMG done last week. And what it does is it checks my nerves to see if my nerves are working. To put it lightly. And they did, they listened to my muscles in my leg, in my left leg. Because that's where I have the most problems. And to be honest, y'all, it's still kind of tender there. You know what I mean? And they said it's supposed to last for 1 to 2 days of pain. Oh, I was in so much pain for those of you who did not tune in last week but tuned in this week. I had so much pain. It was a mess. And it was so funny. Last night, my mom asked me, she said, were you bleeding? Oh, absolutely, I bled. You bleed. They're sticking a needle in your muscle. And they listen to your muscle. So I think an EMG, I'm going to put it to y'all like this. I think it's like an ultrasound for your leg. You know, but there is a nerve in my leg that they could not find anything. It's not doing nothing. So that's probably why I have so much pain, because I have a nerve in my leg that's not doing anything. And my mother was like, well, maybe they can reverse it. And I'm saying, I'm hoping that they can with exercises and stuff. But we're going to see what happens in the weeks, months, days to come. I cannot wait to see what happens, you know. But anyway, y'all, I hope y'all have a beautiful week. Like I said, I have a doctor's appointment tomorrow. And I have other things that I have to do this week. So I will probably be back next week so we can finish our countdown to the holidays. And I want to know, what are you eating? What am I eating? Like, what are y'all eating for the holiday? Like, do y'all have any traditions? Like, what kind of traditions do you have? What do you like doing? I think I talked about that before. And I think that's like one of the most important parts of like the holiday for me. Like, what do y'all do for the holiday? This is what we do for the holiday. You know, but whatever it is. If I don't talk to you guys, I hope that you have a wonderful, happy. I can't talk. I'm so tired. Happy, healthy holiday. With your family and your friends. Until then, y'all, that's all I got. I ain't got no more.